and Ryan, and we know that you're dying to hear what we have to say. Today, I say we hear what we have to say. Today, it's the blank. Fill it in. Fill it in.
Recording in progress.
You should sing the song you were singing before.
You look so good in love. You want him, it's easy to see. You look so good in love. And I wish you still wanted me.
Oh, again? Oh, okay, okay.
Oh, how you sparkle.
That's You Look So Good in Love by George Strait. It's a beautiful song, man. Bluegrass. A little bit of country in there.
Grass is green. That's why people that listen to country are idiots. They don't even know the color. They're all morons.
Banjo and bluegrass. That shit's sick, man. Go look that song up. It's actually a very lovely song. It's kind of sad.
You know, all of his exes live in Texas.
Oh, like he's George Strait. Like, oh, George. Shit, eh? Oh, that's where the... get it. Damn.
Mind blown, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what happens. That's what happens. Young world.
World. Yeah. Carl's got the headphones on today, so he's just
I'm playing with the noise.
Messing with the noise.
Playing with the noise. I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ryan.
And this is the blank with Carlos and Ryan.
Carlos, you hype or what?
What?
I think every episode we do during this weekend in Toronto is always a little bit more lively.
Is it?
I find.
I don't know. I'm pretty tired.
It's the same event every year.
Every year.
But it
lies. But we never go.
We never go.
Never
go. We should have went last year.
We could go this year.
We could.
We could.
We could.
We could.
Carlos sent me a very lovely event for tomorrow or for Saturday.
Oh, dear God.
Oh, boy. She was on Donda's. She was on Donda.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she dedicates her life to the Lord and Savior.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Even though she does some foul-ass shit in music videos. But, yeah. We are referring to Shensia. She is in Toronto this weekend for Carabans.
How can you not love Shensia? Everybody loves her.
Yeah, I guess. She's a popular artist.
I love you, Shensia. Oh, she's dear. Actually sick. She's so sick.
Oh, dear.
I remember the first time I found her music. I was like, oh. Uh-oh. Ooh, goddamn.
You mean the music video.
Well, that too.
You didn't hear the song and just like, God damn.
I played, no way. Played it on mute.
Yeah. I'm you like, saw the video.
Damn, this is Pornhub?
Yeah. Like, what's going on here?
Hey.
She's a mother. You're a mother. Shensia.
She's a mother.
You're a mother, all right?
Hey, I don't see nothing wrong.
Wow.
I didn't realize she's a mother.
She does, in fact, have a child, yes.
She's like 26, isn't she? Or something like that?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, she's pretty young.
Yeah, she's young.
Beautiful. But she was also on the Donda album.
And what does that have to do with anything?
Real represent real, man.
So?
Kanye saw something in her.
What the hell?
And was like...
Who wasn't on the Donda album?
Beast.
I'm pretty sure the Bee Gees were on the Donda album. Who wasn't on the Donda album? Man, even R. Kelly might have even freaking had a part in the Donda album.
The Bee Gees and Kanye would actually make a pretty sick duo.
Ha, I think ha, stand alive.
It would come up with some sick shit.
Hey, turn a while.
Exactly. That's exactly how it would sound.
Mm.
Yeah.
Nailed it. Anyway, I'm Carlos.
We already said this, but I'm Ryan as well.
Oh, did we?
Yes, we did.
I forgot.
Carlos is tired today.
I am, dude. I am
tired. What was the week like? What was the week like?
Maybe lack of sleep. My bed broke.
Ooh. Bed broke.
Hang on.
How'd that happen?
Yo, relax. It's not that deep. Well,
not anymore.
It was pretty deep. if you get me, it was pretty deep. Went down the wrong hole. Oh, not on my bed. Not on my bed. Right? He gets it. Gotta let him catch his breath. Let him catch his breath a little bit. Yeah, no. After years and years of usage, my bed is broken. I think it's time for me to buy a new bed.
Cue the WrestleMania shirt.
Relax, it's not that deep. It is SummerSlam this weekend, though.
It's this weekend?
It's this weekend.
Where is it? Tampa?
My bed.
So for all the ladies that see Carl's out in Caravana, Wine Pony Ting.
Oh, broke your back.
Because, you know, he's all over that. He would be definitely be all over that.
All the demons come out now. Brr,
you should go.
Yeah. It's a good time, though.
You should definitely go.
No one wants to go with me.
You should definitely go.
No one wants to go with me. No one wants to go with me. No one wants to go with me.
I don't know if I'd survive.
What do you mean survive? It's not about survival, man. You just go there, you walk, and you have a good time. I went with Sean, who would admit himself is a pretty bit of an introvert. We had a great time. We had a blast.
I'd just be like,
what does that mean?
Breaking necks.
Breaking necks?
Or breaking my own neck.
Oh. Well.
More than likely.
Well,
from afar.
Well, just go out. I'm sure you would have done the same at Veld. I think.
Hey, Veld, I would have been on some pills you pick off the floor.
Isn't that how those people died a few
years
back?
Yeah, it is pretty fucked up.
That's a golly. Oh, Veld.
That's what happens, though, man. You give like a bunch of kids, like six. These kids were like 16, I think. And then they were literally like, I don't know. Well, obviously their parents weren't there, but like, you think your kid that was 16 would be smart fucking enough not to be picking up
adult
pills
supervision
off the floor?
We need adult supervision at these events. Have like a child drop-off section.
It's wild, man.
What is it wild?
It's actually, well, Veld is wild.
Yeah.
It's actually it's the craziest sort of like event I think I've ever like been to, like a festival
in Toronto.
Yeah. Every like other event is like, it's pretty civilized, and because it's plus 19, you don't run into like teenagers. Like at 19, you're still a teenager, but I think everyone's there to be on the same page and just there to party. But like, I feel like 16-year-old kids, especially like nowadays, they're just there to do some ruthless ass shit.
I don't know. Those kids haven't been to, I guess, if that's wild. For me personally, Richmond and Dundas is pretty wild. You know? So, on a Friday night, if you can survive that, you can survive anything. Anything.
Those areas are pretty crazy, but still.
I'm just saying. Overall, if you really want to have a good time and, you know, get wine pun, Caravana's where it's at. You ain't going to get wine pun at Veld. I can tell you that much.
So did you look up any events?
This white girl just freaking going berserk, having seizures on the floor when the drop comes in. That ain't what Caravana's about. They do that at Veld, where they don't even speak in, you know, consonants and full sentences. Oh, my God. I love the song when the DJ does the blah, 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 blah. Excuse me?
I think the funny thing is,
yeah,
Carlos would have a great time at these events, I think. I think you'd have a good time.
Young world, I'm Carlos.
Always something, man.
What?
Always something.
I'm not going to Veld ever. 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 Hear me now. Fuck that. Don't make any things that you can't keep. I promise you.
So for the next 2 years, when we do happen to release our T-shirts.
Yeah.
By the way, we do have a design that's coming out. Our director of marketing and art design. We're not paying her, but she's working on something. We got a new design coming out. I have yet to show Carlos, but it's pretty cool.
You could have shown me, and I could have been like, ugh, no, get rid of it.
But we're working on it. So hopefully that comes out. But if we do happen to make our t-shirts soon enough, and then we make enough t-shirt sales to buy Carlos a Vell ticket in 2 years, at 33
can
years
you
old.
Imagine asking us to sell enough shirts so I can go to Veld in 2 years?
Hey, man. They don't know we're going to do with our money. Bro, that's our money.
Oh, my God. Look here. I'm not going to Veld. And you can raise enough money. There's not enough money on this planet that will make me go to that a strange event. Ever. I will not go. I refuse to go. Okay. I'm just saying. I'm just not going to have a good time there. No Electric Island. No Veld. No Digital Dreams. These dumbass names for these events. What's going on here? Digital Dreams?
It's all like...
Digital Dreams? So
that had to be very, like, hippie.
They were high for every single time they made up these names.
Definitely.
I got it, dude. Dude. All right, we're going to have this event. We're going to fucking turn up, go crazy, go nuts. And we're going to get Tiesto. We're going to get fucking DJ Armpit Hair and fucking DJ fucking Tits McGee all on the stage. And we fucking go crazy. What are you going to call it? Fuck, I need to work that out in a second. I'm just really stoned out, man. Yeah, no, not for me. One day, no.
They're like, if you really think about it, these festivals that are going on nowadays, like Oceaga, Digital Dreams, Veld, and all that kind of stuff, I would like to say it is somewhat related to like the modern day like Woodstock.
I think they're trying to, Woodstock was the event. It was like the music event.
69?
I believe.
So like that event, it is like human beings trying to recreate that togetherness by being brought together by music. And it's a cool thing when you happen to go because everyone's there just to listen to music in a festival setting, which is really cool. So you should definitely go to one. Just to see, even if it's not like an EDM one, that like you can go to a hip hop one or an R&B. There was the Usher one a couple weeks ago, I think, at Downsy Park. But
Usher was here?
I think it was Usher. Oh, was it the Lover and Friends one or no? It was 50 Cent.
Oh, 50 Cent was here.
Yeah. 50 Cent was here.
Yeah.
But I think it's really cool to see when everyone like buys a ticket and they all go just to listen to these artists. In like a festival setting, especially outside, I think it's really cool being outside with like everybody.
Really?
Like thousands and thousands of people all fucking in one space, just enjoying their time, whether drugs or not. Or
there's a million introverts that say otherwise. And also, by the way, I don't want to pay to be outside to listen to music. You can go to fucking Trinity Bellwoods right now, bring a boombox, and fucking call it a day right there. And I can drink there now.
You can?
I can drink.
There. You can? So. There's a good list of all of the different parks across Toronto, which is, I think it's dope, though. They should have done that a long fucking time ago. I don't know why it took so long for them to release that data or to release the statement to say, yes, you can now do it now.
Probably all the arrest of all the bums that are fucking drinking and ruining it for the party.
Everybody was doing it anyway. I was doing it.
Yeah, clearly.
I'm there right now.
Yeah, we know. We know. The wall knocks down. It's just us at Trinity Bellwood.
Shit. Oh, that'd be so good.
Oh, boy.
Where's our marketing director when you need her?
Yeah, but be safe out there when you go drinking outside, folks. You know?
Definitely.
Don't drink too much. Don't ruin it for the party. Don't ruin it for the good people. If you're going to go turn up and be an idiot outside, do it at Veld this weekend. At least you get to pay to be a moron. You know?
Damn. Shots right. Fired.
Hey. I call it like it is. And I just want to say, if you are going to Veld this weekend, don't listen to our podcast. That's all I got to say. That's all I'm going to say. You're a fucking hater, moron. You're a piece of shit, I want you to unsubscribe to us if you
just
go to
Bell. Just a hater. Don't listen to him.
I'm just saying. I call it like it is.
Don't listen to
him. But for all of those true fans out there, just an update of our listening. We have now officially been added to YouTube Music.
Sick.
So if you have YouTube Music, then look us up. We are there.
It's got to be a real small percentage of people who have YouTube music.
Yeah, it's
on there.
Not a few. I was actually talking to someone, and I was like genuinely shocked that they had YouTube music. I'm like, oh shit, really? Yeah. And they were shocked that I had it also. And yeah, we talked about it. So, I don't know. I love it. I think it's great. You know, it's easy. It's convenient, and you can even find songs that are not even on all streaming platforms there.
Yeah.
So it's a great app. And I want to be clear: Google is not paying us, but Google, if you are listening, you know where to send the check.
You know where I have heard that YouTube Music does better than Spotify nowadays is the recommendation stuff.
It's pretty solid.
I find that a lot of people who have Spotify and hearing this from like our friends and like they're like, yeah, like the music that gets recommended when you're listening to something and they start playing songs that they think that you would like YouTube supposedly does a better job with their algorithm for that. So if you are interested, you can try it out. Me and Carlos personally use it. I don't use Spotify whatsoever. Neither does Carlos, but you can also but you can also find us there as well. But it's such a small percentage of the market right now, I think. But I don't know. It's weird. Like how many YouTube Music users are using iPhones? That's even smaller, I would think, right?
That's a good point.
Yeah. It's crazy. And the amount of iPhones out there that you see in the wild is fucking crazy.
It's the most used cell phone out there, you know? And then they have that statistic that more people with iPhones get laid more than that don't.
Really?
That was the statistic.
Damn.
But I'm like, the iPhone is the most used phone on the cell phone on the planet. Like, of course, that's a fact. Like, you can't, that's a dumb argument to bring. I'm sure there's more people that use iPhones fucking cross the street. What does that even mean? More users that have iPhones drive cars. Of course.
Hey.
What kind of statistic is that? It's dumb. I think they was trying to point a proof. That was just a little, attack to try and get us to buy iPhones. Nice try, sir.
Well, remember how there's that whole sort of bias or like... there's the whole thing in like dating when people are like, oh, you use an Android.
Yeah.
And, people hate on people that are using Androids. Like the whole green bubble versus blue bubble. Like,
yeah.
Wally has a bunch of songs about it. You know what I mean? Like, and he mentions it in lines just for fun. But it's, I don't know if they're real or not. But seeing like those like screenshots from like Tinder or Hinge or whatever. And they're like, oh, well, you use this phone. It's like, and then even I remember seeing some profiles where it's like if you use an Android, then don't swipe this way or something like that. So it's definitely like a collective team mentality kind of thing. But hey, if it gets you laid, it gets you laid, man. I can understand that.
It's just
like we have a buddy. We're not gonna say his name, but
he made the switch.
He made the switch to iPhone, and he was kind of like, "Yeah, it's just easier because girls like it." That was one of his reasons. So it's like, I can understand that. I guess I don't agree with it, but it is weird.
It's silly.
So
the fact that you're the basis of what phone you use, that's so materialistic. I'm gonna say another call out. If you use iPhones, fucking unsubscribe. Don't listen to us anymore.
Carlos is not having the day today, man. I'm sure 99% of our listeners probably use iPhones.
Oh well, so be it. I'll fucking promote episodes, to ourselves. I'll be our only viewer. I don't care. Don't subscribe. Don't listen to us anymore.
Yeah.
Our prime minister is going through it.
Through it.
He switched to the Android.
That is crazy.
He switched to the Android, y'all.
Literally.
Mm.
He was like, fuck this Apple.
Yeah. And fuck you too.
So did you message Sophie on Instagram yet?
I don't find her that attractive. I mean, she's cute, but not enough to...
It's a power dynamic, man.
What do you mean?
It's a power move. It's not about like the attractiveness.
Yeah, but
some people just do it just to do it,
Yeah, but those are narcissists.
Hey,
megalomaniacs.
Megalomaniacs.
They're freaking
triad.
Yeah, they're horrible people.
Hey,
it's not gonna work. Like, what is that gonna prove? Like, I did it. Now I wait. Do you know any celebrities I fucking DM'd on Instagram and I haven't heard a reply? It was that one dude that. He slept with Larsa Pippen, not Michael Jordan's son. It was another young dude that played in the NBA.
Malik Beasley.
I believe that's him. And I sent him a whole ass Bible verse saying how cheating is wrong because I believe he cheated on his girl for Lisa.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
And
I
sent him a message. I ain't got no reply yet.
Yeah. Well, he probably
didn't read it.
He didn't read it?
I don't know.
Shit.
I don't know if he turned off that notification, but he even read it yet.
Damn.
So. DM to celebrities and go, you know, if you DM celebrities, you know the drill. You know the drill. You're a piece of shit.
And if you're reading this description, if you're leaving listening to this, just unsubscribe.
Yeah, unsubscribe. Fuck you.
But that's crazy, man.
Yeah.
I was actually in shock.
It was it's a wild news. I mean, he was just in the news the other day calling out Pierre from the Conservative Party.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden dropped this bomb. He's going through it. All I'm saying is raising a family is tough.
Mm-hmm.
It is hard, and it can take a toll on you. I know, I want to say, you know, hope, Mr. Prime Minister, you and I, we have our differences, but I hope you and your family are, you know, going through it right now. I hope y'all are okay, and, you know, I hope you do better. But at the same time, if this fucks up the reason why I can't buy a house in the future, we're going to have a problem. We are going to have a problem. All right? Miss me on all that shit. Everything's way too expensive. All right? Get your head in the game. You can get married with another chick. Okay? Let's lower them house prices down. Okay? Let's lower them fees. Let's make everything less expensive now. But yes, jokes aside, though, honestly, just, you know, sorry that you're going through it, and hope you're better.
You know,
divorce
is never an easy thing. And
never.
The only time that I would really say, like, you would want to recommend it is if it's really just, like, truly hurting each other in that relationship. And
maybe this has to do with him not giving up, you know, banning the whole news thing.
Yeah.
Because now we're not going to get news on social media.
Yeah, she probably disagreed very heavily with that.
I would imagine so. It's a dumb thing to do. Even but I was just like, what the hell? You're not going to pay. Like, dude, what are you doing? Are you doing?
Facebook and Google are not going to pay you our paid news articles for that shit.
Like, what are you doing, man?
It was free fucking advertisements for them. It was kind of like, I'm sure that people clicked Facebook and clicked
the only reason why I have Instagram is for news.
Yeah.
And the memes, obviously,
but
a good chunk of that is for news. And now that I almost going to be, I mean, I'm still getting it for now, but eventually it's going to happen where I don't get it. And Mr. Prime Minister, you fucked up on that one, Chief. I don't get the whole, I don't get the reasoning. I mean, clearly, you don't want to shell out cash. You don't want to shell it out. But yeah, you're gonna make us make something pay more.
Yeah, that's pretty much what's gonna happen.
It's messed up, dude.
Canadians are gonna be forced to download like specific apps from those outlets to get the news. Right?
Makes
like,
no damn sense. Yeah, if your name is Justin Trudeau, don't fucking listen to us. Fuck you, Justin Trudeau.
But I hope the best for the kids. That's definitely. They're all still young too. I think they're like
fairly young.
Yeah, they're still young kids.
I hope they listen to Andrew Tate.
What?
Yeah, you heard me.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't care.
Damn.
I'm on demon time today. I have time today.
I was starting
time.
This weekend off with some
with a legit
wildness.
Bang. With a legit
wildness.
Bang. I have demon time today. Yeah. I hope they listen to Andrew Tate. I fucking hope they subscribe to Jordan Peterson. And who else is out there?
You're just wishing the worst on
them. Oh, yeah. And you know what? I hope they get tickets to see Joe Rogan live one day. Yeah.
That's a liberal's nightmare.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Absolutely. Absolutely. And, yeah. That's it. That's all I got. And you know what? I hope they have pictures of Candace Owens on their wall.
Damn.
Yeah. I said it. I went there.
Damn.
Yeah. I don't care. Fuck you.
Messed up.
You know? Demon time, baby. That's how I roll. Do you want to address this Lizzo thing?
Yeah, of course. I think that's like one of the biggest news that came out this week that I was like shocked about.
Okay. Okay.
So give it to us. Okay. Give it to us.
Okay. We want to go on the record to say that these are all allegations. You know, she has not been proven guilty of any of these things. We here at the blank do not accuse anyone of anything until we get the, you know, the facts straight.
Mm-hmm.
So just want to go on the record. That being said, the story about Lizzo, I'm sure we all know it by now. If you don't, fuck you, unsubscribe. Lizzo basically was accused of making her backup dancer. Is everything okay?
No, I took some shrooms before I got in this. But yeah, keep going.
Lizzo was accused of having her backup dancers perform sexual acts on other dancers, and lewd acts, and basically being accused of being a horrible person. One of the scenarios allegedly was that Lizzo forced one of the dancers to insert a banana into the vaginal region and then eat it after. With that being said, and also, this was a big one. She told a backup dancer that you're overweight.
Supposedly she fired that dancer.
And she fired her.
For being overweight.
For having an eating disorder.
Yeah.
Isn't that like her whole thing, though?
Yeah, she's
isn't that the body positivity? Isn't that your whole thing? Now again, I'm not saying you are, but I'm just I don't know, something fishy's going on here. Lizzo went on to social media today to
she addressed it. Oh my god, I know, like it was quietness for the last couple of days.
She typed a lot. She said basically she denied all the accusations.
Damn.
You know, she was very much for body positivity, and she, you know, feels that these accusations are disgusting and they are simply not true.
Now we're going to get into the real nitty gritty, huh?
Again, I don't want to say, I'm not going to put Lizzo into some people's kids because I don't know if this is true or not.
Yeah.
I feel, that, you know, in fairness to everybody involved. All right. Why would she use something so healthy?
A banana?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. There's like that whole like obsession with fruit as like sexual objects.
But
they can't, the whole thing.
You can't just eat it. You know?
I don't know. That shit's fucking weird. Like that whole story's weird.
It's odd.
And I actually like Lizzo. Like I like Lizzo's sort of like presence, and like I don't listen to her music, but I like her as like the image of Lizzo as a celebrity.
Why?
Because I like the whole body positivity movement.
Ew.
Like I like how she comes out and she's whoever the fuck she wants to be. I like that. I enjoy that about her. I don't listen to her music yet again, but it's cool to see. And I can only just say like, man, good for you. You're being whoever the fuck you want. Like, fuck anything else.
But not,
you know what I mean?
Not everything. Not the whole thing. Because, like,
well,
she told someone she was fat. Well allegedly.
Now, yeah, allegedly. So yeah. Then now this sort of story in itself, it's a out. Huge contradiction of exactly what her image
Absolutely.
Is and what she pushes
she's
towards.
She's anti-bullying. She's body positivity.
Like, all
and
that
the
sorts
whole
of stuff.
Story is she's... And, folks, well, I want to remind you, these are... It's not just one person. It was three people that are suing her. And there was a few other people that weren't suing her that came out and are in support of these backup dancers because that was their experience. The director of Lizzo's TV show on Amazon, one of the directors, actually quit the show because she did experience the same thing.
Yeah. So in that case, you know, when you have a lot of people that come collectively, you know, say or can prove or at least say these bad things about you, it's tough to
come back
from that. Like, honestly, I think even if the allegations are not true, she's going to have a hard time coming back from this.
It's a tough one.
You know?
It's a tough one.
So.
It's a tough one.
Like, if they are true, she's a huge fucking hypocrite.
Mm-hmm.
And.
You said huge. You see what you
she's
did
a huge
there.
Hypocrite. And then she's definitely not going to be able to come back from this. But if it's not true, then her career is pretty much going to be down for a long time, I think.
Mm.
You know, people are probably going to be scared to work with her. And, you know, I'm sure she's got a decent amount of money to pay off these people if she needs to. So it's going to be tough. It's a tough situation.
But if she settles, it's going to come out and then it's going to be a bit of like,
oh, you just gave these people money kind of thing, right? So
like, why'd you do that?
Yeah, it's like we'll never
know
the
if
truth.
Someone's speaking bad on my name, I'm fighting for that shit. I don't give a fuck. No one's going to fucking tell lies about me. But to that, you know, Lizzo, I don't know what to I don't know what to say, girl. You know, good luck. If you are innocent, you know, good luck to you. I hope you fight this through and through. If you're guilty, you should be ashamed of yourself. And you know, really stop pandering to the people to about this self-image thing and just be truly who you are. And that's allegedly a piece of shit.
Yeah, we're definitely going to keep everyone updated. That's one of the one interesting stories that is coming out. And I think Lizzo, she's one of those celebrities that either you love or you hate.
Love or hate.
And I think that because her name gets put out there so much and she's like out there as a celebrity and her image is like everywhere, she's easy to pick on kind of thing. And especially now with a story like this that's coming out, it's even worse. So it's going to be interesting. I think it's one of those stories that people are going to keep engaged no matter who you are, even if you don't listen to her music. So we'll, Carlson and I will definitely do our due diligence and keep
especially
everyone
for
updated.
All the big-boned people out in the world, man. I think if Lizzo loses this, then it's not going to be a good look for all y'all Lizzo supporters, especially the big-boned ones. Yeah, y'all are going to suffer some big roasting, right? So
I'm sure there's probably like some Lizzo super fans, man, that are going to be fucking heartbroken.
Oh, yeah.
If this is
devastated,
true, right? Like,
you know, say it ain't so, Lizzo. Say it ain't so. Say it ain't so, Lizzo.
Like, she was on the rise in her career, like, so quickly off of, like, the one album kind of thing, right? Mm. Like, people loved her. Like, it was nuts. Like, you see those videos of people at her concerts and stuff like that, and people are buying tickets to go see her, and, like, it's not like a small group of people. It's a lot.
She has a pretty big fan base.
Radio play, like she. If you walk down the street on College, like there's advertisements with her face on it. So it's interesting to see, you know, what happens. Like I actually saw something the other day where like Beyonce cut her name out of a song or something like that.
So Beyonce is currently on tour, and she cut her name out of a song
or something like that. So it's like even Beyonce is like not repping her anymore. Yeah. You know what I mean? So
and when the queen says something, people follow.
Yeah,
people follow.
So we'll see from like literally fucking the height of her career to the bottom for this. You know what I mean? So we'll see. I'm interested.
Yeah. Lesson learned. Folks, if you're going to push body positivity, follow through with it. That's all I'm going to say.
Fully.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you have a belief, you should probably go through with it and stop using
it. It doesn't only apply to you.
Yeah. Right?
It applies to everybody.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Just saying.
Yeah.
Just saying. And if your name is Lizzo and you're subscribed to us, you know what to do. So I came across this story recently of a dude. A male in, I believe, New York has officially become a dog.
Oh, yes. I'm glad you brought this up. Yeah. I would love to know what your thoughts are. And I would love to know what your thoughts are if you know about this story. But please, Carlos, tell us exactly what you think. Wait, how much did he spend?
$60,000.
$60,000?
Yeah.
$60,000.
Yes.
He spent $60,000 to become a dog.
Mm.
give me your opinion. What do you think? What are you thinking?
We here at the blank are, you know, I'm not even going to do that self-message shit. Here's the deal. You paid $60,000 to become Lassie.
He looks like Lassie.
He legit looks like Lassie. You sat down on your couch one day and your dad asked you, hey, what do you want to be for a living? You watching Lassie and you point to the TV and you said that?
Like it's a firefighter or yeah, like a Pokemon. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Like a paying job.
Or like an X-Men or yeah. Something like that.
I mean, you were successful. You got the money, clearly.
Yeah, that's true.
So then you're just like, man, fuck this office shit. Okay, well, you're going to quit. I'm so sorry to see you go. What are you going to become? Man, I'm finna become a bitch, bro. Say what? A bitch. A female dog. What? Yeah, I'm out of here. I don't need this shit.
There's so many questions, man.
It's
so many questions.
What are you thinking? What does your family think? Yeah, do you have kids?
Think? Yeah, if he has kids.
And he's like, yo, kids,
I'm getting out of my obligation.
Yeah,
man.
You know what I mean?
I'm actually a dog.
I'm a dog, y'all. So.
I'm actually not a dog. I'm a broom.
Yeah. I'm not a broom. I'm air.
But yeah, no, crazy, man. Like, I couldn't believe that. He actually looks like a dog, though. It's a fucking huge-ass dog.
They paid a lot of cosmetic surgery.
Is someone going to take that dog in now? You know what I mean?
What?
Like, does he go living a regular day life as a person, half dog? Like, does he still work? Or is he becoming a dog expecting someone to be like, okay, you're
he's
now
full
a dog.
He's full-on dog. But my guy, he's not the Optimus Prime of dogs.
Like,
he's not like, Kenneth, transform. Woof, woof. You think that's why he became a dog? He started barking every time his wife screamed at him?
I don't fucking know, man.
What's the crazy story.
Hey, like, that's definitely some, I hate to say it, but some sort of illness, man. That's like,
it's like, what are you doing?
I don't know, man. I don't know. Like, how does he pee?
Huh?
You think they kept that?
His penis?
His, like, genitalia?
No. He became a... It's a dog-talia now.
Dog-talia.
It's a dog-talia now. I don't know. I don't know, dude. It's... Oh, my God. It's like, why? 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 What do you do? Like, and that, you know what bothers me the most is he became that breed of dog.
Lassie.
Yeah. Like, you couldn't do like a pit bull or like a wiener dog.
I think you're right. He definitely envisioned himself as Lassie.
It's 100% Lassie that he envisioned
forever.
Himself
as. You know what I mean?
You know what I mean? Or even like a three-headed Cerberus he could have done. You know? Something cool.
$60,000.
He did a rollover in the goddamn video and the people went insane. And I'm like, what the fuck are we doing, people? Stop encouraging this.
You know what, though? I really hope that the doctors that did the plastic surgery do not get, like, countersued or backsued in the future because of this. Like, what if he becomes a dog and then no one takes him in as a pet? Where does he live?
Well, that's
what is he going to do?
That's what he signed up for.
You know what I mean?
That's what he signed up for.
Live in the kennel?
Yeah.
See a homeless dog.
And then they put him down. You know what those dogs? You know what they do to those dogs that don't get adopted? They put their ass down. And I say, good riddance. Fucking beat his ass up. That's all I gotta say.
Dog gets up on two legs.
Yeah.
Oh, what the fuck?
Hold on. Like, oh, so you ain't gonna fucking touch me. I wish you would, bro.
I'm like, oh shit.
You'll
man.
See me. Oh fuck, is that human dog?
Be fucking Clifford walking around New York Park. Just beating people.
You could have become Clifford. See, Clifford would have made sense. Clifford the big red dog, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
Or the dog from the Never Ending Story. The big ass
Oh yeah.
What's his name? Definitely. Valcor. Yeah. Turn around. Take a look at what you see.
But
in your face. A mirror of your dreams.
He's on the list. You're putting him on the list.
I mean,
he just That this is our first dog on
the
list.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, that is true. It's legit our first
pet
non-human species on our list. Yeah, I have to think about it, and you
definitely.
Know,
definitely,
it's the fact he paid $60,000 to look like that, to become that dog, or even to do it at all.
I don't know, man.
That's like, come on. Look, I joked around about being a fire truck when I was a kid. Not once did I ever consider, like, man, I'm going to work so hard to fucking become a legit fire truck. And then I go up to my nearby fire station, and these dudes are like, all right, we're ready to, yeah, no, it makes no goddamn sense.
I hope there's a documentary.
You know what it is? I blame the people in the 90s and the 80s or whatever era he grew up in and inspired him to say, be who you are. Be who you want to be. I'm like, you guys really, really need to chill out because there's a lot going on nowadays that, like, these people are taking you literally, you know, all right? You got to, you know, put a freaking, like, a little asterisk and be like, hey, oh, hold on, not everything.
There's only so far that we meant.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Astronaut, president, you know, prime minister, doctor, something.
Jobs.
Like that.
Jobs. Job wise.
Yeah. That's what they meant.
Yeah. Not other species. All right. I don't know what to tell you. I don't even want to know what his sex life is going to be like now. I don't even want to know.
Non-existent.
Well, you don't. Hey, man, it's still a dog. If you know dogs, they fuck anything that walks.
So, do you think that he finds dogs attractive?
I would imagine so. There has to be something.
Oh my!
It's like,
God.
Hey, babe, I'm going to the dog park. We don't own a dog. Leave me alone.
Fucking weird, man.
Just like
that's got to be one of the weirdest stories ever.
Do you see the ass on that fucking chihuahua right there? God damn. What
fucking
the fuck did
weird,
you just say?
Man.
What the fuck did you just say? $60,000. $60,000. Do you know what you could do with
that's
that money?
That's a lot of money.
That's quite a bit of money. You could pay off a nice debt off with that money. Fuck.
You could have a wonderful weekend in Vegas.
Do you know how many tickets to Velt that is? Holy shit. Ah.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So welcome to Some People's Kids.
Yeah.
My dog.
My dog. You
Lassie.
Bitch. Lassie.
Weird, man.
You Lassie looking motherfucker.
That's fucking weird, man. That's gotta be one of the weirdest stories we've ever spoken about.
I'm like
on this podcast.
Speaking of animals as humans, did you hear about the bears in China?
Yeah, they dressed up as a bear.
Well, they're saying they're not. The government is saying that they're not bears. Or they're not humans, sorry. But they are, in fact, bears.
What?
The
was
story
it the thing
is,
at the zoo?
Yeah. The,
oh,
the story
supposedly
is,
the zoo came out and said that they were joking around and they actually sent somebody out in a bear suit.
Is that right?
Yeah. Afterwards. Because I do remember seeing that. And
really?
I thought it was really funny.
So it's confirmed?
Yeah, it was confirmed. Because I remember seeing that on the news yesterday.
So that,
like,
was a human in a bear
suit?
Yeah,
it was a human in a bear suit.
Because he was standing up like a...
Like
really?
A human, yeah. Because they were like, man, the features of this bear look way too human. And it just didn't look like a real bear. It looked like a suit.
Fascinating.
So then the zoo came out and we're like, yeah, it was a joke. Like, we sent out one of our people, like our staff members in a bear suit and then just kind of like messed around. That's what it was, from my understanding.
Wow.
But that would make more sense if this guy wanted to be a dog. Get him a dog suit.
Get him a
let
dog him, suit.
Let him act as a dog.
Hold on. We don't know. Maybe it's cheaper to be a bear. You don't know. They're not domesticated, so maybe it's not as expensive.
Fucking weird, man.
Man, whatever. But if homeboy in a dog suit, if you're listening, I hope you end up in a fucking dog fight, in a legal dog fight somewhere. really see how that goes.
He's probably going to spend a lot of money on his own collar.
Yeah.
Some sick-ass collar.
You know? Oh, I don't know. Take him for walks.
No one's going to walk him.
You don't know that? Why would you ask if someone's going to adopt him then? Someone's going to do something.
You think someone's going to adopt that dog?
I think someone in their freaking social media-esque, you know, righteous mind will adopt him. And he's going to find a home, live with the family, you know, be raised by, hey, man. And he's going to live a longer life. His life will be longer. You know, he'll literally be there with the kids to grow up. You know,
are you feeding him kibbles and bits?
What else is he gonna eat? You're a dog now. I ain't feeding you my fucking filet mignon. Hey, out of your goddamn mind.
I know some dogs eat better than the human, man. So,
fuck that shit. Listen, human dog, if you're my dog now, kibbles and bits is all you're eating. Oh, you have a cold? Fuck the doctor. We're taking you to a veterinarian. I don't give a fucking shit. I don't like the way you humping. Oh, I can't wait. Oh, my God. I can't wait to get this fucking dog neutered. Oh, my God. And if you hear screaming, fucking play some music louder. I don't give a fuck. Fucking neuter this shit.
So weird, man. Was it America?
Where else?
Florida?
Bro, they fucking neuter dudes out there for much less. Yeah. Humans. They neuter humans out there. Florida's something else. Florida. Goddamn Florida. Fucking Florida! I'd only go to Florida for, like, Universal Studios, and then I'm, like, out. And Miami Beach, obviously. Like, that's true. Other than that, that's it. That's it. Are we going to talk about Cardi B? And what she did?
I don't see anything wrong with what she did.
You don't think so?
No. I don't think so. Do you say something wrong with that? Are we talking about the same thing?
Let's say it on three. One, two, three. Her ass is fake.
There's something wrong with that? I don't see nothing wrong.
You can't grow old with that shit. That shit will sag.
I don't see nothing
wrong.
You
know how much the maintenance on that shit is?
Oh, I'm sure a lot.
Right?
I'm sure a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh.
They probably got to take it out eventually. You got to get surgery to take that shit out. I would think.
You can't hold that on that long forever. Yeah. So, all jokes aside, yes, the microphones and ish situation is what we were referring to.
What's with this uptick of people throwing shit at the artists while they're performing lately?
Right? What the hell's going on? Pink had to go through it. Yeah. Fucking BB Rexha had to go through it. Drake's going through it at his show.
Yeah.
The cell phone. What the hell? Harry Styles had to go through it. Yeah. What the hell is going on?
I remember I watched something on Reddit with Adele, and Adele was like, yo, no one throw anything on this fucking stage.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't get
They need to understand. Yo, the Cardi B's from New York. You need to calm the fuck down. Yo, Cardi will fuck you up, all right?
Literally.
She literally is not the one to play with. The microphone, you got lucky with the microphone. I'm surprised she didn't jump in there and beat your ass.
What was the girl thinking when she threw that, you think?
You know what it is? Cardi actually asked the audience to throw water on her. There was a clip of her asking the audience.
Literally
minutes before.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that then.
No, well, it wasn't. It was unrelated. So she's like, yo, it's really hot. Can y'all throw some water on me? So some fans actually did. And then, the time passed, and then 20 minutes later, the incident happened.
Okay.
Yeah.
That changes things.
Right?
Then. Okay. Yeah, you can't be doing that. You can't be asking people to throw shit at you. That's assault.
And my favorite is when the news articles are like, Cardi B suspected of throwing a microphone. I'm like, bitch, the video's right there. What are you suspected? What the fuck are you talking about?
Suspected? I'm pretty sure that's Cardi in the video.
You know what I mean?
It's a microphone.
Suspected a battery. I'm like, what the fuck? It's right
there. So the girl's probably going to sue her then, for sure.
I don't know.
Oh. Hey, microphones are not fucking cheap.
They are
even
weapons.
This thing is like pretty heavy. Yeah,
you
and
can 100%.
You
100% could do damage with that microphone. Absolutely.
You're throwing this at somebody's face.
Yeah.
This thing's heavy.
Yes, absolutely.
For those who don't know, like these microphones, they're professional quality microphones.
Okay,
like,
let's not show off.
The same. Right. And they're heavy.
Right.
At least a good like.
Let's take it easy. All right. Okay.
You know.
All right. Let's relax. This guy, he bought it from the goddamn Dollarama right down the street. I was right there when he bought it. But yeah, no, these microphones 100% can do damage.
Yeah. No joke.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So Cardi,
think she's hot-headed? Is that what it is?
I mean, I do hear Puerto Ricans have a bit of a temper.
It's going to just generalize those guys like
yep.
that.
Nothing like freaking stereotyping here at the blank.
So we just lost all of our
Well, no,
it's Puerto
not even
Rican.
Like, yeah. Oh, hey, if you're Puerto Rican. I'm just kidding. I do want to go to Puerto Rico one day because it looks like a very fun place. So, but yeah, no, I mean, Cardi has a history of like I remember there was a little kid on Instagram. He was like smoking weed and shit. Like he must have been at least like 11 years or 10 years old. Mm-hmm. And he was like smoking weed and shit. And Cardi reached out to him. He's like, hey, listen, you shouldn't do that. It's not good for you. You know, you're young. You should live life. Like, she was very sweet. She didn't have to reach out. And then the kid responds saying, oh, fuck you and suck my dick. And then Cardi instantly replies, like, yo, little nigga, who the fuck do you think you're talking to? Don't fucking play with me, bro. I will fuck you up. Like, literally. She went from little, hey, little sweetheart, you know, don't do that.
These kids are crazy.
Yo,
now,
this,
though,
it's
man.
A fucking wild, bro.
Fucking Maury. You know, I saw this like meme today where it's like this girl's like walking and she's walking with like two middle fingers. And then the headline was, this is how the bad kids used to walk out to Maury. It's like, my name's Ryan.
Yeah.
I'm 14 and fuck all y'all.
Boo.
Or some shit like that.
Boo. My favorite was when the kids will walk out that everyone's booing. You're like, man, y'all ain't shit. Y'all ain't shit. Whatever. Whatever. Fuck you. Whatever. You ain't shit. You ain't shit. Oh, Mario was great, man. And the backstories of these kids were absolutely phenomenal.
Oh, they had the wildest.
Oh,
shit.
My God. The girls, especially.
Wild, man.
Huh. My name is Tanisha, and I'm 13 years old. I got kicked out of school 3 times for fucking punching my teacher after he told me I couldn't suck his dick after class. One time, I almost got arrested because I was sucking the manager's dick at McDonald's for free McDoubles.
Oh, and there's like the cut scenes. Like,
yeah.
And then she's in a different pose, and she's like...
And then one time, I remember my boyfriend, he got me pregnant. So I had 3 abortions. This is my 3rd one on the way.
So the marketing director of Maury definitely deserves a raise. Because that shit...
Well, the show ran for like 30-plus years.
That shit was funny.
It was hilarious. And it was the same topics every episode. And it just went on and on. They were just like, you know, the meetings of that show must have been insane. What do you got this week? A girl that, you know, sucks dick for fucking McDoubles. Oh, great. Did we already have that one? Bring her in. Who cares? And then you are not the father segments were second to none.
Oh, those are iconic.
Second to none.
Kids will never know.
They will.
They will never understand.
Staying home,
how good that was.
Staying home from school and watching that shit was one of the best things.
Yeah.
That you could do because you never have access to that after school, so you have to come home. Channel surf, and then you're like Maury. I'm like, okay, let me see what's going on. Nothing. So you're just like watching Maury, and then you're seeing all this wild shit. I'm like, God damn. Thank God I'm not these kids. Holy shit. I thought I had it bad. Holy fuck. And then that's the one time where I could go to my parents and be like, I'm not bad as these kids, okay? Like, look at me. Like you got it easy. All right? You should be thanking me.
Yeah. Crazy times.
Hello, a few rest in pieces out there. Rest in peace to Pee Wee Herman,
yes.
Legend in the game. You know, and also to Angus Cloud from Euphoria.
I don't really know who that dude is.
He was in Euphoria. It's a good show, not a bad show. intense. Makes me it's literally if all the students of Mari Povich went to school together.
Oh wow.
It's that bad.
Damn.
Yeah, it's pretty rough. It's literally, and Mari Povich is the principal. That's how I can describe Euphoria.
I've heard a lot of people do happen to watch that show.
It's a pretty, popular, pretty popular show, right? Mm-hmm.
Drew where is Drake it, is the where is executive it producer. On? Where is it, like,
streaming?
Streaming on,
HBO.
Yeah. HBO? Mm-hmm. Okay. So go check it out.
Crave. If you have Crave, check that out.
Check it out for anybody who's interested.
Yeah. But, yeah.
And,
Oh.
Lady Gaga did that thing with the guy that just passed away recently. Tony Bennett. That dude's a legend.
He's a legend.
Rest in peace, Tony Bennett.
R.I.P. Had dementia at the end, though.
Damn.
He lived a long life, that guy.
90-something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a long-ass life. Yeah, so, R.I.P. Tony. I wanted to talk about other things, too, but I guess we're out of time now. But it's going to be a topic.
Well, what about your final thoughts on the Twitter changing their name?
Oh, that X.
I think that's interesting.
I hope that means that they're getting rid of it. If you use Twitter, you're fucking subscribed to this podcast. Go fuck yourself and fucking unsubscribe to us.
God, yeah, weird, man.
Yeah, well, I don't. Very I weird. Mean, it's odd that they're. I mean, I don't. I think the symbol is more in line with his. Is companies alone like Tesla and like
what's very the modern looking?
Yeah, so I think that's the way he's doing it. I don't know, to be perfectly honest, I don't give two shits.
All right,
I could care less about Twitter.
Same here.
I think it's one of the reasons why the world is so goddamn torn. Well, not even the world, North America really. It's really why North America feels like they're expressing their opinions, but like realistically, you're just you express your opinions and you're afraid to get something you're afraid of someone to tell you that you're wrong. That's what I see Twitter as. You say something, you get told you're wrong, and then you report them for it. If you can't take the heat, get the fuck off Twitter. All right.
Yeah, so
that's all I got to say about that. And that just in general, folks, all right? Criticism is necessary, all right? Criticism is what makes you humble. So to everyone who feels that who always feels like they have an opinion and they can't take opinions back, why don't you make like a tree? Why don't you go on your fucking Twitter tonight, make like a tree and kiss my ass? Is that the saying?
I think you got it.
All right.
You got it down.
That's how I feel. That's how I roll, dude.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got nothing to say about X. I don't know. I don't really care. But
I wanted to talk about how there all these organizations were in the Holocaust.
What?
You remember how all these
like our Mercedes.
Yeah,
and
like Mercedes and
of course.
But you know what? We'll do that next week.
All right.
That's a teaser for next week.
All right.
And on that note, I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ryan.
And this is The Blank.
Enjoy the weekend.
Carlos and Ryan.
The Blank with Carlos and Ryan. But enjoy the weekend, whatever you happen to be doing. Would love to see pictures, opinions.
I'm all alone.
Let us know. Hit us up on Instagram.
I'm alone.
If Carlos and I are together, we'll definitely be posting some cool shit. So
I'm alone. I'm alone.
Don't listen to him.
Fill it in.
Peace, everybody.
And I don't know what I'm going to do.
Never alone.